Assalamualaikum. To the degree of the Creator's Master Plan, the year of our letter post is now. We're not available at this point in time. If you leave your name, number, and a brief message, we will return your call as soon as possible.
Where are you calling to?
Sir?
Where are you calling to?
I'm calling the car phone.
And what, the car phone have an answering service on it?
Yes, sir.
We do?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we just now, but Cookie, a voice?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, you'll try it again in a few minutes.
Okay,
but can you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah, God, and the person, the master, one of the people, I'm special for the mission of the Son of Allah. Do you have any questions about that?
No, sir, not right now.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. Well, okay, well, how is everything else going around the household?
We had a meeting last night, all the sisters, and everyone got together and questioned the sister answer, so-called Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
And, I believe it was kind of some tension in the air. I'm not sure. I know that Sister Aunt so-called Erica was feeling, I'm not sure. She was feeling kind of down yesterday.
Well, she should have been feeling down being caught going in other people's rooms.
Yes, sir, but I believe her spirits was lifted up when you called back.
Yeah, well, that's natural, but still, I said that the reason that Allah got in the prison of Master Mother, T-500, Master Mother, Master caused her to not make it to the temple was in order to get the clarifications about these keys and locks and stuff and the do's and the don'ts of them dresser drawers and stuff.
Yes, sir.
So that was one of the real reasons that Allah got in the prison of Master Wadati for Allah. But first, it lets the person know that it really irritates Master J in order for them not going to the temple. So I'd say that don't miss the temple no more, even though Allah got in the prison of Master Wadati for Allah. Erica, You're supposed to carry yourself in that mannerism. If you're going to a store and try to carry yourself in the mannerism of going to the store and coming back, then no one will be able to think that maybe you stopped somewhere else, or maybe you've done a little something this year, or a little something that. You don't want to come back with your clothes dearranged, or come back smelling a certain way. Then you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You carry yourself and you make sure your mileage is right on the van. This is the way you carry yourself. You nip it in the bud before it ever starts.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Now, can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's the way that you carry yourself. You wouldn't want to try to turn a corner and there you are talking to some male. Well, you say, well, I was just talking to him because he asked me about this here. Well, you were just talking, I have a liability there that says that I can think the thought of maybe something other. So therefore, if I could think that you might have done something else, you might as well have done it. So therefore, you're in the wrong field.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you carry yourself in a manner of just like if a person, if a male is trying to speak to you at all times, somebody's supposed to say, hold it, excuse me, sir. I would like to see you have some other witnesses around or something, or something. Say, I want to explain something to you. Quit trying to advance upon me in a conversation. I'm not trying to cut you off from talking to me in a disrespectful manner. I'm just trying to tell you that there is a certain way of respect. And you seem to be overstepping your boundaries of respect.
Yes, sir.
Trying to communicate with me all the time this way or that way or so and so. It's not tolerated in the Nation of Islam.
Yes,
and if you are a Muslim, or whether I'm telling you this, whether you are not a Muslim, you might be an American Negro and a Muslim by birth, but you don't know it. But whatever it is, sir, I get to put you in check out of politeness because I am a lady.
Yes, sir.
I am not a tramp.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So you nip things in the bud. If a person says, hey, Monique. You know, say, excuse me, sir, that is not my name, Monique.
Yes, sir.
Call me if you want somebody to call you your name. If your name was Spodio or Daddy-O or whatever it is, you want a person to call you that name. You don't want them to call you, hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
So give me the respect that I will give you, sir.
Yes, sir.
And if they can't understand and they think, what the hell wrong with you? Well, then if that's offensive, then therefore you didn't care nothing about you in the first place.
Yes, sir.
Listen, don't care nothing about you in the first place, so you ain't lost nothing.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true? Tell me that again.
Okay. Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's that many workers inside of the head, so you have to respect that person that is put into that post.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the thing is to respect that and say, well, sister, I'm thinking of going to the kitchen and I'm thinking to give me a little bite to eat or something. You know, I said, okay, I want to know so that I don't tamper with something that you might have prepared or that you're going to utilize in the evening's meal or something. You just don't go in there and go into the box and get what you want.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't know if the person that's overseeing the kitchen has that, they're overseeing the meal that's going to be prepared tonight, has that on the menu to be prepared.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? But surely you can get a glass of water and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So you got to learn the code and the conduct of the administrative head of the culinary department.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
You got to write a book on the processes and the upkeep if a bowl is found somewhere. And when you go in there, you should so that you put security on top of security. When you go in there, you should check before you touch anything to see if anything is out of the proper contents of the way that it should be. And if it's a door open, the refrigerator door is open, or a glass there before you, and you didn't